This is a worst-case scenario. It always is this time of year, as the district projects its known expenses against its anticipated revenues. Making those numbers match in the past has been equal parts an exercise in restraint. Cutting programs like home economics in the middle school or a reading tutor in the elementary school, and a waiting game, waiting for the reauthorization of a federal aid program called Secure Rural Schools, or waiting for the state legislature to pony up one-time last-minute cash to assist districts across the state. School Board President Lon Garrison told the Assembly that this strategy won't pan out anymore.
We've come into this often at the $1 million to $1.5 million. But this is the year where we're really beginning to run into a wall.
If you didn't catch it, that was Garrison saying, this is the year that we're really beginning to run into the wall. The wall is a projected deficit of $2.2 million that cannot be closed by last-minute state and federal funding alone. At best, Garrison said, if everything went Sitka's way, the district would still be over $1 million in the red. That means cuts or an increase in revenues, neither of which will be popular. Let's look at revenues first. School Board Member Tom Connolly noted that Sitka's property taxes at 6 mills are among the lowest in the state. Raising the property tax by 1 mill could generate that $1 million. To raise the property tax would require amending Sitka's charter by a vote of the people. Municipal Administrator Mark Gorman cautioned the board that when the Assembly recently proposed a vehicle tax to support roads, there was pushback, a significant sense of outrage, according to Gorman. He described the main pressure points in the municipal budget as the schools, the hospital, and deferred maintenance. He urged the Assembly and the school board to be very strategic in how they approach the public for additional taxes. If we go for everything, we'll probably get nothing, he said. The city's chief administrative officer, Jay Sweeney, noted that the overall tax burden for Sitkins was relatively light. He put it at 7% of a family's income, as opposed to 21% in his previous home in Kentucky. The main burden, he observed, was the cost of transportation in Alaska and its effect on grocery prices. Mayor McConnell seconded this view. She and member Michelle Putz had recently revisited the idea with city staff of eliminating the sales tax on food in Sitka.
But the only way you can do that is to, if you lower it there, you've got to raise it up someplace else. So if, you know, people really, really wanted to do that, then that puts another stressor point on raising up taxes for somebody.
McConnell's daughter, Jen Robinson, is a school board member. She echoed the mayor's sentiments about redistributing Sitka's tax burden.
Taxes isn't finding more money. Taxes is reallocating money. It's not bringing more money into the city. It's just shifting it, and that doesn't help us.
So now let's talk about cuts. The board did not really go there at this meeting, but that day is coming. Looming large on the projector screen in the Keith Gushaheen multipurpose room were employee costs, which have increased $3 million in the last 5 years, without a significant increase in employees. Garrison attributed the increases to health care benefits and salaries. But Garrison said, we're in the business of teaching, and teachers and staff are always going to be our biggest expense. The district has also added activities and programs. Board member Tom Connolly suggested rolling back sports to 4 each for boys and girls in the high school. Basketball, soccer, baseball, and wrestling for boys. Basketball, softball, volleyball, and swimming for girls. Only basketball would be retained in Blatchley with 1 trip per year. Gone would be football, boys swimming, cross country, and track and field, among others. Connolly outlined this plan for discussion only. Ultimately, he told KCAW, it's very much dependent on what students want to do. The wholesale elimination of programs will not be popular, but Garrison described cuts as an adjunct to any hope of raising revenues. He and Robinson had just returned from a lobbying trip to the legislature, which is facing a deficit as large as $4 billion this year. He said legislators are expecting everyone to share the pain.
It's a terrible analogy, but they want to see blood in the streets, is what people were saying. And I understand that, but at the same time, we are never going to cut our way out of these scenarios. There is no way the state can cut its way out of this.
The work session with the Sitka Assembly was the school board's opening volley in the annual spring budget cycle. The board will meet next with the Sitka Tribe on February 17th and will hold an afternoon budget session with district staff the next afternoon in the Performing Arts Center. Then there will be a series of hearings in each school building with parents and other residents as the board prepares its tightest budget in years. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.